It's an ambitious, poetic, but not exactly realistic goal. SPAWN, the clever acronym for the Salmon Protection and Watershed Network, wants to encourage the creation of 10,000 rain gardens, or at least as many as they possibly can. Just in case you're wondering what exactly a rain garden is, here's a definition from Lisa Chipkin, the Water Sustainability Coordinator for that project.
A rain garden is holding water in the soil. It's making the soil sponge-like so that water that would normally pour off of a roof or a driveway or another impervious surface and out into the street, into the storm drains, instead is redirected into what we call earthworks. Generally, it's a basin that has raised berms, and the water flows into the basin and is held there temporarily until it has time to percolate down into the soil. The basin is usually filled in with mulch, which helps to create a soil that is more sponge-like, and also plants that don't mind having their feet wet in the winter and dry in the summer, such as rushes and sedges.
As with any landscaping project, there's an element of natural beauty involved, but Chipkin explains the underlying intent is to conserve and make use of rainwater that would otherwise return to the sea unproductively.
It's held in the soil and then slowly it's released into neighboring plant roots and it's able to be taken up over time. It's also percolated down into the aquifer or back into seasonal streams nearby, allowing them to hold water for more of the year. What we're normally doing with our built environment is sending that water out onto the pavement, out into the storm drains, out into the streams and creeks, and then to the bay. In a sense, we're dehydrating the soil.
To that end, even small plantings in little spaces serve a constructive purpose. And, Chipkin adds, rain garden projects can be done quite inexpensively.
You can start with a shovel, and you can get free wood chips donated by a local tree service, and you can just start to dig small basins, one larger or small, a network of small basins, and just redirect the water from, let's say, a downspout to your basin. And that can be very inexpensive. As soon as you start to add above-ground tanks or rain barrels, then your price obviously goes up.
A rule of thumb for larger catchment and storage systems, she adds, is about $1 per gallon. And there's no need for planting exotic species in or around these basins.
We're always recommending native low-water or Mediterranean-adapted plants that require little water. Oftentimes when you use native plants, you just need water to get them established in the first year or two, and then they'll manage on their own from there forward.
SPAWN has been actively promoting rain gardens in partnership with the Marin Municipal Water District throughout Marin County. They're hosting a series of tours of installations in public places that will begin this weekend, even if they don't have thousands of possible sites to choose from yet.
We don't think that we'll get to 10,000 this year, but it's something to reach towards and to inspire us along the way. Realistically, now we have about 30 in that we've participated in. We know that there are others in the county, but that we haven't been involved with. We hope to map all of them eventually, but we haven't gotten all of them into our database.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.